Okay, so on Facebook, I can tell you right now, you can read the policies and procedures, and they will tell you they will not promote MLM, business from home, network marketing, any what they call, they lump everything into get rich quick. And the reason for that is not because that's necessarily what our business is, but the people that were on Facebook used to do a lot of, you can make $10,000 a month working 5 hours a week. And people who didn't know better signed up and paid money, couldn't get it back, and never made any money at all. Enough people did that so that the Facebook community, people who use it, complained to Facebook and said, if you don't get this crap off the ads, we're not going to come to Facebook anymore. So it was really a response to the overzealous making big income promises without really. How often are you going to make $5,000 to $10,000 a month working 5 hours a week? And it doesn't really happen. And even for people who are major players, I would dare say that some of the top people in your company, I don't see anybody working 5 to 10 hours a week. I think everybody is busting it because they love it, number one. You're in the business of showing people a way out of their fix if they want one. So if you're throwing yourself into that and you want to prove that you can and that you want to help as many people who are looking for you, not people you have to drag across the finish line. Remember, strategic, okay? That's what you want to do. Why would you want to work 5 hours if you love what you do? So people really work pretty much, I dare say that most of the top people on this call right now, I don't know of anybody who just works 5 hours or 10 hours a week or would even want to say they do. They love what they do. Everybody's nutcakes about it. So they do it all the time. That's what it means to be in love with your work. It almost isn't work. Now, if you don't like what you're doing because you're having a hard time, you learn how to become a strategic inviter. That's what you do. And then you have a lot more fun or certainly not as much hassle. So on Facebook, what do? Let me tell you what you do. You have to make people lean in to get interest. Now, some of this stuff I'm going to teach you right now, some of you are going to go, well, how's that ever going to work? And I'm just telling you, clean the slates of what you know about Facebook and whatever you've got on your pages. I'm going to give you something where you can experiment. And I want you to tune into this as if you had never heard anything about network marketing or your company. Just pretend that none of you belong to any company. You've got a completely clean slate. But you all are interested in kind of in skin. And you all kind of have a facialist, and you have your favorite movie person whose skin you want to look like. Just pretend that. And so skin is really a big deal for you, but you don't belong to any company, and it's just skin's a big thing. It really matters in your life. So just picture that for a moment, okay? And now you're going on Facebook, and there you are on Facebook. Now the job, my job, if I am marketing, say, your product, I want to generate interest. Generate demand. I want to generate curiosity from you, all of you, because I somehow know that all you guys have a real big interest in skincare, but you don't belong to anything, and you might be using, I don't know, what's high-end skincare? Estee Lauder, maybe, Elizabeth Arden, whatever, $100 a tube, or $120 or $150 or whatever. And so, what if, and I have this blank Facebook page, and I know you're all on Facebook, and you don't know anything, remember that. And so I post this thing, and it says three harmful ingredients in high-end spa quality skincare products. Check to see if any one of these is in your high-end spa quality skincare product. Let's say you saw that and nothing else, just maybe my picture. What would you do? Would you want to know what that is? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Have I generated curiosity for some of you?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the point. You're never going to get everybody, but you get some. There are hundreds of ways to do this. So if this particular one doesn't make you want to lean in, then you find something that does make you lean in. Marketing is about values, and everything is an experiment. But I can tell you this, the people who say yes, I want to know what those things are, what could be in there. Remember, they don't see anything else. No name of any product, no name of any company, nothing. Just a blank page and a picture and something maybe about high-end spa quality skincare facts or something like that. What happens is the person goes, well, what's in there? I mean, what are these three things? I want to know what that is. I'd want to know. I would immediately click on that thing and I'd comment, say, what is it? What is one? And then the person might say, okay, here's one of them, and they would name one and say, and if you'd like to get a whole report, which I've actually done with 10 of these, put your name in here and pop on my list, and I'll tell you what they are. And I, for one, would instantly pop on that list to make sure that none of that stuff is in any of my skincare products, because I am totally crazy about what I put on my face. I'm one of those. So what would happen? I'm a high-end skincare user. I don't care what I spend on skincare, so long as it meets the qualifications that I have or on these other things that I've got and good brain stuff like yours that I use. So I would do that, and then I would be on that list. Now, do you think that somebody like me who might, let's say now I get an email once a week with one of the different, I get the report of the 10 ingredients that might be the harmful ingredients that are in many high-end skincare products. And I check and make sure that none of those are, and I go, none of this stuff's in my stuff. And let's say the next week I get a series of emails from this person saying, here are three foods that are horrible for your skin. Do you think I'd want to know what those are? Okay, well, what are the three foods? What do you mean, what's horrible for my skin? And then she says, this, this, and this. Oh, okay, great. And then the next week I might get an email that says, here's the one alcoholic drink that's guaranteed to give you black circles under your eyes. Just pretend. Well, I do like alcohol from time to time, and I'd want to know immediately what that was. What do you mean? What is that? What is the drink that makes black circles under your eyes? With drinking this stuff every day for 6 weeks is going to give you black circles. Well, most people that care about their skin want to know what that is. So what I'm doing, if I were that person, is creating interesting tips, what they say value, for somebody who is a prospect that I want. Namely, she's already a high-end skincare user, or interested in that, which is why she said, I want to know if these toxic ingredients are in my skincare, my high-end spa quality skincare. So I have somebody who's likely spending the money, who's interested in that, and I am now warming up her heart or his heart and showing them that I know a little bit more about how to keep beautiful skin than just any product I might be selling. I haven't even said I'm selling anything yet. So I've generated demand and interest and curiosity and a little bit of trust, because maybe a week or two later, I might put a PS in one of those emails and say, in case you're interested and you'd like to know what product I happen to be using, hit reply and I'll tell you what it is. And the person, of course, can hit reply and you can say, so what are you using right now? So you know if she's using Pond's for $6, you know, then you know there's going to be quite a shock when you tell her yours is $80. But I suspect that someone who's opted into your list with this information that we just talked about probably spends $50 to $150 a month. Otherwise, they wouldn't be asking to know what harmful ingredients might be in their high-end skincare. They have to go look for it. So what you've done is you've created value. You've created some trust. And what happens then is that when you offer a product to somebody, there's much better chance that they'll listen to what it is, because you demonstrated that you are kind of a product purpose authority. That's what I call it. Your product purpose is to give people beautiful skin without surgery. I would say that, would you say that's pretty much kind of where it's at?
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful skin without surgery, without poison, without all this stuff, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you see, if you can demonstrate that you know, here are three plants to keep in your room at night to keep your skin breathing, and all these other things that I just gave you, you've demonstrated that you are a kind of an expert on the purpose of your product, where the expertise comes in life habits, not other products that you're going to be selling, but life habits, like plants that you could sleep with that help, drinks that make your skin worse, foods that make your skin very good, foods that make your skin horrible, all these things that anybody who spends $100 a month on a tube of cream is going to care about. And the fact that you know these things and are offering them on the house makes a person kind of know, like, and trust you, so that when you make your recommendation, you're much more likely to get somebody who wants to talk about buying it, who will buy it and stay on it because they're already used to paying $100 a month. So you're going to be looking like a bargain. Okay? So that's what you want to do. And so you can then, you could create a free report on this. And how do you do that? You Google everything. I have a program show you how to do that. Just Google, look it up, and create some emails or create a report for cold market people in particular who are right for your product because they already spend the money, or right for your business. Let me show you how to do that for your business. And you can create a series of emails, maybe four or five of them, that even break out the report and send them to people every couple of days. There's an email service that I recommend that you can use. I know you have your own, and some of you want to have something that's independent, and you're totally free to do that. There's one that's like $19 or $20 a month. And if you want to try that, I will give you a link that gives you a free month. And I have a little email program, a brand new one, Email 101, to offer. Some of you guys are going to get it on the house tonight. It comes with something else. So it comes on the house with something else, but I'll show you that here in just a minute. But you learn to create a series of emails that somebody gets, and you create a little email machine. And what happens is that thing goes off day and night, and you get little orders day and night, and that's how people get orders day and night. And that's how they build an audience outside their warm market, reaching out to people in ways like this. And there are hundreds of ways that you can do this. This is a way of strategically offering information about the kinds of people who are likely to want to buy from you and who will never say it's too expensive. Because people buying ponds don't see themselves as buying high-end spa quality stuff. That doesn't mean they would never move up. Everybody gets educated. But for the most part, if you come around and say, this is a great skin cream, you're going to love it, even if you sample them. And they say, yeah, it really worked, but I'm not going to keep it. And you kind of go, well, why not? And it's like, well, the person's paying $6 right now. Yours is $80. They'll keep their wrinkles, thank you. That's how it is. These are values. You can't make judgments. So to be a little bit more strategic, we'll get you the people who already spend that kind of money, okay? And I'll show you how to talk so you get those people. Okay, so these are some of the things. Now, how about for the business? Let's talk about how you do Facebook where you can recruit. How do you do these same methods where you're pulling in the right people? Now, this is something the last business I built was just like this, and I got to the number 4 spot in the 4th month of doing this business with this strategy right here, and we taught it to every single person. Okay, I'm going to give you examples from people that I've been helping so that you can see how they work, and then you can do your own. It's on Facebook, so you have your, again, imagine the kind of blank page, and you might, with your little mugshot up there, and you might have something about independence and, I don't know, picture of you on the beach or something like that. So there's no identification yet. See, this is, we want to be mysterious so that somebody comes leaning in and looking like E.T. did with when he kind of followed Elliot with his little Reese's Pieces. It was really slowly, and then a little Reese's Piece came, and then another little Reese's Piece, and E.T. kept walking out of that dark garage, Reese's Piece after Reese's Piece after Reese's Piece, until he walked to the back door of Elliot's house. That's what you're doing. You just, because they're cold market. They don't know you. They don't know your product. So you want to show you've got goodies for them, and that's how you draw people to you. And it takes a little process, but once the process is in the works, hundreds of people are taking that walk from E.T. out of the garage in the dark to the back door of Elliot's house because you got it set up like that, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every day. That's where that's how people make money marketing on Facebook. Okay, so you do this thing. So here's what you'd say. How I got to the top position in my company in 11 months with no network marketing experience. Now, if some of you saw that on a Facebook page, and she says, if you'd like to know how to do it, come over here and check out my blog. How many of you would like to know the answer?
Yes, please.
Everybody.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to know that? Totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about this one? How I made my first product sale online while I was sleeping on Facebook. Would that be a good one? Do you want to know that?
Yes.
Notice
there's
no big money. How I sold my first product while I was sleeping on Facebook. And here's another one. How I got my stockbroker brother-in-law to finally look at my business and sign up. Okay, so these are things that draw people to you who are either in the network marketing business or they've been in direct sales and they haven't really had that experience yet. They haven't made their first product sale online. They want to know how you did that. Why? Because they're looking for a business and a leader to help them do that thing that you just said you did. And it need not be a big thing at all. And then what you do is you get somebody signed up to your email list and you learn how to create an email sequence, a series of emails, so that you can show them how you did these things and develop trust from them, because remember, these are cold market, beyond your warm market, trust and like, so that when you say, if you'd like to know what I'm doing, let me know and I'll show you. By the time you do that, you've earned trust and you've demonstrated that you care and that you know a few things that they don't know. I cannot tell you how many people have never signed up a customer on Facebook. And I teach people how to do that myself. You do it from Facebook. you do the things I'm going to teach you in the, you know, that I've been talking about tonight, and then you get somebody on your email list, and it's from the email list and those pages that you take people to, that's where the sale is made. That's also where the wooing is done. Okay?
Hey there, this is Kim Claver, and thanks again for tuning in. I have, for those of you who'd like a little introduction to how you actually woo people on Facebook, both for your business or for your product, before you ever mention the name of the company or the product, and get people to line up to hear what you've got, either for your product or your business anyway, I have this little workshop called How to Sell on Facebook by Not Selling on Facebook. And you can get that. It's a little $27 program, and it's a good introduction to show you how the process works. That's, and to show you what I do online. So if you'd like that, go to rulefb.com. So it's R-U-L-E, F like face, B like book, .com. All right, talk to you soon. This is Kim Claver, and see you on Facebook. You can check out my Facebook page. Come on over, facebook.com/ Kim, K-I-M, dot Claver, K-L-A-V like Victor, E-R. See you there.